Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Maintaining faith in an arena where it's challenged from all sides, the college campus. I'm Ryan Thomas. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. We talk beliefs that are exclusive in a world of tolerance and truth in a world of relativism with University of Texas professor Jay Budiszewski. He's the author of several books, including How to Stay Christian in College and What You Can't Not Know. He shared practical wisdom to start the discussion about our faith with those who don't share it.
I think that we need to speak to people. We need to begin the way St. Paul did. He was giving a Christian message, of course, but he began where his listeners work. When he goes to the city of Athens and he wants to speak about Jesus Christ, he doesn't speak in terms that would have made sense to his fellow Jews because these are pagans. He doesn't begin by saying, well, you know, the prophets said, oh, I need to tell you what prophets are. Well, you've got your own prophets, but these are different. Well, anyway, in our sacred writings, well, you don't know what our sacred writings are. They tell that there's going to be you don't know what a Messiah is either, do you? Now, he doesn't do any of that. That's not where they are. He starts where they are. He says, you know, men of Athens, as I came into your town, I saw that you're a very religious people. You've got all sorts of altars to this God and that God and some other God. But I saw one that said, to an unknown God. Now he had their attention, see, because what that altar testified to was the fact that even with all these different gods that they worshipped and all these different altars, something in their hearts was testifying to them that they had not touched God himself. And so, you know, the rest of what he says to them is basically, you have this altar to an unknown God. Let me tell you who he is. Now, that's how we have to approach things. And it takes a lot of listening. It's important to learn about things, about the faith and about apologetics and about natural law and about how the human person is made. All of that is very important. But it's not going to be a matter of writing theorems, proofs of theorems on a blackboard that's going to convince somebody. You've got to speak to him in terms of his experience, and you've got to wait to hear what his question is. And then, since sometimes the questions that your friends may ask are smoke screens, not real questions, it also takes discernment to know when is it a real question and when is it a dodge, so that you know when to speak. For instance, you know, Pontius Pilate, he asked the question, what is truth? But he didn't ask it because he was interested in the answer. It was a smokescreen. He asks the question, and that's when he turns on his heel and leaves the room. Questions can work that way, but sometimes they can't, and usually the time when you can get through to your friend the most is when he's down, when you're patient, you've been in relationship with him, you've been a friend for a long time to him, and he feels like he can open up to you, and he admits something. There's a chink in the armor.